Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today I'm going to be talking about zeolite. So zeolites are a variety of aluminum and silica containing compounds of volcanic origin in which negatively charged pores and channels serve to attract and trap positively charged ions. The structure enables zeolites to bind to various types of toxins, including heavy metals, mycotoxins, ammonia, nitrates, and pesticides, to name a few. And they have been used for this purpose in veterinary medicine for some time, but there are not yet many clinical studies in humans. While there are several different types of zeolites, only clenoptilite, otherwise known as ZC, has no known toxic effects in potential therapeutic applications. It's considered biologically neutral, but another zeolite called Reignite has been associated with lung cancer and malignant mesothelioma, so don't use that one, obviously. You're also probably not going to find it as a supplement. So detoxification, in addition to its effects upon heavy metals, ZC has been used to eliminate nitrates from water of dairy cattle and pigs, which can otherwise, if not bound, affect glucose and protein metabolism. It's been shown to have an affinity for mycotoxins too, which are the toxins produced from mold. And these are including aflatoxins, zearalenone, I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, ochratoxin, and the T2 toxin, making it another binder option for mold detoxification. I usually use activated charcoal or cholestipol, cholestyramine, welchol, which are all basically the same thing. So those are what I do most commonly, but zeolite apparently is another alternative to that. Antioxidants, so it also acts as an antioxidant in addition to its detoxification purposes. It increases function of multiple antioxidants, including glutathione peroxidase, catalase, and superoxide dismutase, which means less overall inflammation and tissue damage. ZC also strengthens the intestinal wall, suggestive that it could be helpful for leaky gut syndrome. Specifically, it decreases concentration of zonulin, which is a marker for intestinal permeability. In its capacity as a binder, ZC can also bind the ammonia that would be produced particularly by hydrogen sulfide SIBO or protein fermentation from other types of SIBO or IBS. ZC seems to modulate immune responses too, calming down inappropriate inflammation, though the mechanism of action by which this occurs is not clear. One theory is that ZC may support a healthy microbiome, thus supporting the IgA production, which is the immunoglobulin that's produced in the gut. Another theory is that ZC positively interacts with lymphoid tissue in the gut, where the immune responses are mediated. So possible concerns, given ZC's binding capacity to positively charged ions, the one concern that occurred to me was that it might deplete beneficial positively charged ions as well, like trace minerals. However, studies don't bear this out. Not only do trace minerals appear to remain undisturbed, but vitamins and macroscopic nutrients in animals also remain untouched, even with long-term supplementation. Seems weird to me that this compound would preferentially bind and eliminate only toxins while leaving all useful nutrients alone, but that's what the limited data that we have thus far seems to say. So bottom line, the data for ZC seems almost too good to be true, and definitely more humans trials are still needed to be done, but the mostly animal studies that we have, it seems like a really good addition for detoxification across the board, as well as antioxidant support, immune modulation, and gut health. So I will link in the show notes to the blog post this comes from, as always, and I've got all of the studies linked. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren DeVille. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.